God, if you could look inside of me right now, you'd find a very skinny, scared person looking out at all of you. But that person inside today isn't as twisted and with kind of twisty pain, and isn't so whiny, isn't so scared. And I've been able to become more serene through working this program and through the help of people in the rooms of NA. I thought I'd talk a little bit about my step two, which I'm doing at the moment. The three words that were really stuck in my mind when I first came into the rooms was open-mindedness, willingness, and honesty. And I used to sort of say that over and over again, a bit like a mantra, because I didn't really know what they meant. I also found out the meaning of guilt and shame, and you know, it was amazing how many times I heard those words, and then suddenly it struck home, and I actually suffered what they meant to me. I went and did a 280 kilometer walk over 3 weeks back in the spring of this year. And I did that not for money, which I could have done. You know, I could have tried to make amends and, you know, do something for the society at large, but I basically did it for me, and I found it quite difficult to think of a higher power, and I could do it in theory, but it never really meant anything to me, and I had felt those feelings of shame and guilt, and I wanted to feel the same feelings of serenity. And so I just sort of thought, okay, fine, I'll do it. And I went off, and it took 3 weeks, and I went with a group of people who were doing it for money. They were raising money for a healing center for abused women. And so I was with a group of people, and I walked with a pair of shoes and a backpack, and it took me back to being a junkie, and it took me back to not having clean clothes, and feeling tired and my muscles aching, and not being able to sleep because it was a room full of bunk beds and everyone snored. And so it was kind of, you know, I felt at home and on one side of things, and I felt totally like a fish out of water because, you know, it took me a while to get physically well enough to be able to do something like that. And I didn't have the belief that I could actually do something. And it was great. Day after day of different changing countryside, this peace that came over me after a week and a half, knowing that all that was stretching ahead of me was more of the same. And it wasn't really a route march, it was just taking things as they came, and things came up, feelings came up, and it was a struggle sometimes, but it also gave me a great amount of what I can now say as serenity, because I did feel really peaceful. I sort of say that because, to me, that not only that, but all the way through my recovery, it took a while before I was able to get creative, but all the way through my recovery, I sort of wanted to express this thing that NA had given me, which was this ability, this freedom, I guess, to express myself to the wider world, like, you know, in whatever way it was. I don't know. You know, you can do things for people, you can do things for yourself, but it doesn't have to be regimented, and no one's going to tell you what you can and can't do. There's an amazing amount of freedom. So now I'm working on my second step too, because the first 6 steps I did, I was drinking. And it was only until I got to a point where I woke up on a regular basis feeling bad in myself, that I knew that something had to change. And I understood for the first time that that's what addiction did to me, that it was about the killing off of a spirit inside of me. And so it's been really interesting the last year that I've been clean and sober, to find myself feeling more serene on a day-to-day basis, more able to cope with the things that life throws at me. I'm really bad at counting. plenty of time. what else? I'm not great at sort of still feeling my emotions. I still want to run away from them. A friend of mine who's just come off a methadone script is not clean, but is struggling to do that is being clean. And we went to an art gallery together, and he burst into tears in front of a painting. And I was jealous, really jealous, because I still struggle being able to connect to my emotions, connect to other people, connect, sort of have that capacity to feel. And I've been to funerals in recovery, and the same thing happened. You know, I can feel very vacant in terms of what I should be feeling or how I should feel. But I've learned to love again. If when I first came into recovery, I didn't love anyone, didn't love my parents, didn't particularly love my friends. Even the friends I was using with, I wouldn't say it was love, but I have a great affection for them today. But I've learned to, I can now say I love you to the people in my life, and I'm very glad to have them. And it's, again, been really fulfilling, I think is the right word, to have built relationships up from nothing to a point where they are able to trust me more than they did before. And they have a bit of faith in me, enough that I, you know, that I can deal with, because if you put too much faith in me, then I don't believe I can carry on. But it's enough. In the literature, it says to do things for other people without expecting thanks. And that, again, was something that was good for me. Just doing the washing and unloading the dishwasher, making cups of tea for people. The people around me have been so important and so integral to my recovery. And sometimes I feel guilty about that, because I have met other addicts who don't have that family life, have come from abusive backgrounds, and there is a certain amount of guilt. But at the same time, my family is so integral to my recovery that I'm very proud of them for being able to accept me. God, what else to say? Sometimes I wish that I could talk to people who are still struggling in addiction and are using, and I want to be able to sort of, in one sentence, tell them how much this has meant to me or how much this means to me, and I can't do it. And I guess I just have to deal with the fact that people are on their own path, and that they will find the thing that's right for them when it's right for them. And so on that note, I'll leave it there. Thanks very much.
Thanks.